Tonight we're going to talk about blind faith. Now, I'm not as noisy as some of these Pentecostal preachers are, so you have to be with me. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 18, 35 through 43, and I'm going to talk fast because I've only got 7 minutes. Luke 18, 35 through 43 says, as he, and they're talking about Jesus, was approaching Jericho on his way to Jerusalem, it happened that a blind man was sitting beside the road begging. And when he, the blind man, heard the crowd going by, he began to ask, what was this about? They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were leading the way sternly told to keep him quiet. But he screamed all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And then Jesus stopped and ordered that the blind man be led to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, he says, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, let me regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, regain your sight. Your faith in me has made you whole. Now you've all heard the story of Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. But let me make a couple of points that you may have overlooked along the way. See, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was not on his way looking for a blind man. Okay, he was not looking. But the blind man heard the crowd when Jesus was near. Bartimaeus was blind, but he had not always been blind. He may have been blind, but he had ears to hear and a voice to cry out. He used the faculties he had to do what he needed to do. He used his voice to call out, and people tried to shush him. They told him that Jesus was passing by. Now, the point here, passing by, the blind man only had a specific amount of time to do what he needed to do. So he cried out Jesus to help him, not anyone else. He called out for Jesus. Why? Because Bartimaeus heard Jesus was passing by. Obviously, he had heard about Jesus. He knew who he was because he called him by his messianic name, Son of David. Now, this was the first time in the New Testament that Jesus was called by his messianic name, Son of David. He knew who he was and what the Messiah was capable of. He was probably making a spectacle of himself, but he knew that the Messiah could do something for him, and he was not going to let him pass by. Jesus was passing by. He was not going toward the blind man, but Jesus heard the blind man. He heard him, and it got his attention. Jesus stopped, and he paid attention. Sometimes we need to get Jesus's attention. Amen? Verse 38 said the people sternly told him to keep quiet, but he screamed out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know, sometimes we as Pentecostals, we can get really noisy. But the question is, are we trying to get Jesus' attention? Or are we just making noise? The blind man got Jesus' attention. Let's look at another passage of the same story, Mark 10:49. It says a little different. And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So the blind man said to him, so they said to the blind man, take courage, stand up, he's calling for you. The very same people that told him to be quiet were the very same people that Jesus told to bring him here. Now, isn't that funny? Isn't that just like the world? We Christians, we're making a fuss in this world right now. We're being called bigots and homophobes and racists and hate mongers because we're calling out the truth. But yet what happens? When the world needs something, what is the first thing they do? They ask for prayer. Oh, pray for the victims and pray for the families. Then what do? They go to the Christians and the clergy, not the world. The blind man did something, and throwing his cloak aside, verse 50, he jumped up and they led him to Jesus. Now, let me just look at this for a moment. This cloak is all he had. It was his security because it kept him warm at night and it protected him from the sun. It may have been all he had, but something happened next. Going back to verse 41 in Luke 18, it said, Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, let me regain my sight. And Jesus said, regain your sight. Your faith has made you whole. Sometimes we have faith. He knew what he had to do. He called out. He acted in faith. He stood up. He threw off his cloak. He laid aside the security, that which Jesus had to offer. His security was no longer in the things he possessed. He didn't let anything hold him back. Nothing. He acted in faith. Jesus was passing by. Sometimes it just seems like the answer is not coming. Sometimes we've just been passed by, that we're not going to get anything from the Lord. Sometimes it just seems like Jesus is not listening. But because of the blind man's persistence, did you hear that word, persistence? Something happened. Jesus said, regain your sight. Your faith has made you whole. Now, Pastor, Brother Jack, you almost preached my sermon. Hebrews 11:1 says, I was about to tell you to be quiet. Now, Hebrews 11:1, now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's not next week. Faith is now. It's the assurance now. The blind man received at that moment. The now moment. The blind man knew who the Son of David was. He knew he had something for him now. I wonder what would have happened if he would have hesitated or not called out or made some excuses or just didn't ask. What would have happened? The passage says now faith is, not next week. Hear this. I got this quote from somebody else. I liked it. It says, the beauty of faith is, it doesn't matter what the problem is. With faith, things can change immediately because faith is now. Do we have the faith to call out, embarrass ourselves, be shushed up, told to be quiet, but still call out? Do we have the faith to lay the cloak down? Do we have the faith to lay aside what seems to be our security, reach out, call out, and take what Jesus says, take in faith? Do you have the faith to lay aside what hinders you? 2019 cannot be a year of passivity. We have a coffee cup at home. We bought it on Thanksgiving Day. And it said, faith is not believing that God can. Faith is knowing God will. Amen. Are we willing to call out, ignore the jeering from the crowd, all the ugly things the world's saying to us, and lay aside our hindrances, and in faith take all that Jesus has for us, all that he has to offer? You see, Jesus is waiting for someone here to call out tonight, but you've got to lay everything aside. We need to use our faith in 2019.